from the Boltman Center on the campus of Northwestern College in Orange City. Good evening as the Dort College Defenders and Northwestern Red Raiders get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action here tonight. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest 21-2 overall, 14-0 in Great Plains Athletic Conference play, facing off the Northwestern team that is 21-5 and 12-2 in the GPAC. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. We begin with the Northwestern Red Raiders. Northwestern has won five matches in a row since a loss to Morningside back on October the 2nd. That was a hiccup along the way, and that took away some of the magnitude of this match, where the Northwestern Red Raiders forced to basically play for a tie. Hope they can get a win here this evening and then get an upset by Dakota Wesleyan over Dort College on Saturday. That would be what they would need for a tie in the Great Plains Athletic Conference championship race. For the Dort College Defenders, then being able to get through the conference season unscathed up to this point. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment. Northwestern has a 14.26 kills per set average with a 288 team kill efficiency. They have a 163-98 service ace advantage this season, and they've averaged 2.15 blocks per set while allowing 1.44. Lauren Hilger has a 4.57 kills per set average with a kill efficiency of 335. Mackenzie Fink puts down 2.57 kills per set, and Josie Blankaspor is at 2.31. Lacey Wacker averages 11.72 assists per set, and she gets to 1.89 digs. Emily Strasser has a 3.9 dig average. She's the libero and also has 30 service aces. Hilger has a team-high 41 service aces. Northwestern had planned on the services of Anna Keel and A.J. Horstman this season. They both battling injuries from the offseason, played the first weekend, and they're unable to continue. They have played without those two since early September, and Northwestern has fashioned a 21-5 mark without those two mainstays. Dort College has a 20-2 record this fall. They stand 13-0. There should be 14-0 in the GPAC. Dort's last loss was a 3-2 decision at Grandview back on September the 7th in Des Moines. Emma Alton leads the team with a 4.06 kill average, and she has a 302 kill efficiency while getting to 2.43 digs per set. She has 21 ace serves this year. Leah Camp is averaging 2.73 kills per set with a 318 kill efficiency. Allie Chromadike's average is 2.24 with a 287 kill efficiency, but she hasn't played since the win over Jamestown back on October the 9th. That was 2 weeks ago this evening. Jesse DeAger and Julia Lindberg are good for 1.71 and 1.93 kills per set, respectively. Dort averages 13.97 and has a team kill efficiency of 264. Lydia Smits has a 121 kills per set average. Let's pause now for our national anthem. Our national anthem from the Boltman Center, continuing on with a look at these two teams. We are up to the setter position where the Dort College Defenders have Jamie DeAger. She's putting up 10.79 assists per set. She also leads the team with 24 ace serves and 2.26 digs per outing. She also has a 1.0 kills per set average. Hannah Connolly has 20 ace serves. Aubrey Drake has 16. Dort has a 118-83 service ace advantage and scores 2.41 points per set on block and allow 1.73. Northwestern's last action was Friday night when they defeated Briarcliff 25-21, 25-17, 23-25, and 25-23. Lauren Hilger had 16 kills. Emily Van Ginkel had 15. Dort College turned away Mount Marty 25-13, 25-13, 25-12 on Saturday. Emma Altna had 10 kills. Leah Camp added 8. Julia Lindberg added 7. Lydia Smith put down 5. Jamie DeAger averaged 26 assists. Aubrey Drake at 13 digs. Altona also had 4 ace serves. We are zeroing in on the end of the volleyball season, the regular season. One other GPAC match happening this evening. That is Dakota Wesleyan at Mount Marty. Tomorrow evening, more volleyball. College of St. Mary is at Midland. Morningside is at Concordia. Hastings is at Doan. Dort College resumes GPAC play on Saturday when they are hosting Dakota Wesleyan. While Northwestern is off until Saturday as well, they will be hosting the Jamestown Jimmies. Several teams have conference matches yet to play next week on October 31. Dort College concludes the regular season actually on October 30 with a non-conference match at Bellevue in a matchup of teams in the top 25 in the most recent coaches' poll. Let's take a break, and we will be back with the first serve of tonight's contest right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Back at the Boltman Center, the Dort College defenders will be serving as we start this evening's play. Northwestern in their home whites, red numbers trimmed in black. The libero, Strasser, is in her red jersey. Dort College serves first. Jessie DeAger sets outside to Emma Altona. Altona goes up unblocked off of the busted play as Jamie DeAger, they tipped right at her. She had to come up with the dig. It was Jessie DeAger delivering the assist to Emma Altona. Emma Altona with her first kill this evening. And the Dort College defender lead is 1-0. We are just underway in Orange City. Set goes outside. Hilger unable to put it away. She snuck it in between the antenna and the blocker. And now Altona with another attack from the outside. And Emma Altona with back-to-back kills for the Dort College defenders. And Northwestern trails 2-0, receiving service from Hannah Connolly. Connolly, the sophomore from McCook Lake, South Dakota. Serve controlled by Northwestern. Hilger with a tip, and Hilger able to tip it down. Diving for it was Bausma, unable to keep it in play. And Hilger records her first kill this evening. For Hilger and Altona, they are the main players for their respective teams offensively at the net. When you take into account the percentage of swings that they take for their respective teams, staggering. Jessie DeAger with the swing, dug up and over by Northwestern. Dort College reloads, back over to DeAger. DeAger with a tip, dances on the twine, falls over. Dort College reloads, set goes outside. Altona, Altona over the swing, scrambled for it, passed up towards the net. Here's Hilger. Hilger over the top of the block, there was no touch at the net. Point Dort College, Hilger with the attack error. Dort College leads 3-1. For Dort College, Altona has taken 731 swings, and actually they do call a touch at the net. So Hilger will get credit for that kill. And then returning the favor is a service error by the Raiders and Pater. So Dort College in front 3-2. I scanned looking for the signal from the line judges. Did not see a touch initially, and I was busy making my tally marks, and they awarded Northwestern the service. Over the top of the block for the kill is Horstman. Horstman with the kill. That's Becca Horstman, a freshman from Pella. She ties it up at 2-2. Horstman averaging 1.5 kills per set. Serving for Northwestern is Lacey Wacker. So they've got three attackers in the front row now. Set goes to Camp. Camp tips around the block. Strasser there for the cover. Set goes right side blocked at the net and a termination block off of the attack by Mackenzie Fink. Point defenders. Dort College gets a block put up that time by DeAger and Camp. So a block for a point. Dort College leading 4-3. Northwestern attacking. Set goes to the middle off of the block. That's Fink, unable to put it away. Passed over the net by Drake. Free ball Northwestern. They went at Fink. Fink playing with a cast on her left wrist. Set goes to Hilger. Hilger hits it into the net. Point Dort College. Hilger with the attack error, and Dort College leads 5-3. Jamie DeJager with service. That means Stewart College has three attackers in the front row as well. They shoot it over to Hilger. Hilger hits it off of the tape. It rolls along the length of the net, and falls outside the out-of-bounds line. So the attack error by Hilger, now pushed under the block, covered by DeJager, bump set by Camp. She throws it over to Altena. Altena hits it long and out-of-bounds. Point Northwestern. Northwestern trails 6-4 after the Altena attack error. Altena has 2006, Dort College has 2,624 total attacks as a team. Altena has 731 of them. That's 28% of their offense. There's a pass too close to the net by Connolly. And putting it away for Northwestern is Becca Horstman. Horstman with her second kill as she puts the overpass away. Todd Karolchik, the R1, signals that the ball was above the net. Set goes back over to Camp, scrambling Northwestern, unable to get to it. Dig by Hilger, and she was unable to keep it in play. A kill for Camp. Dort College leads 7-5. For Northwestern, Hilger has 847 total attacks out of 2,928. That's 29% of their total attacks. An ace serve by Emma Altena. For Altena, that is her first team and her 22nd of the season. And the defenders open up a three-point lead at 8-5. Altena, the senior from Sioux Center. Her serve, nearly an ace. It will be an ace. Strasser unable to get a clean pass off to Wacker. Out of bounds it goes. And Altena with back-to-back aces. Dort College leads 9-5. 9-5, Altena serve again taken by Strasser. This time it's a clean pass. She gets it over to Wacker. Wacker sets it to Fink. Fink with a kill. Mackenzie Fink, a sophomore from Lanark, Illinois, with her first kill unofficially. And the defender lead is 9-6. Strasser with service, the freshman from Sioux Falls, the libero, taken by Drake. DeJager goes up for it, tries to get a one-handed set to keep it away from Northwestern. Northwestern penetrates the net for the block, and they get a touch after DeJager touched it, so that becomes an attack by the back row player. Strasser serves it into the net. Dort College leads 10-7. So far, neither team has used a timeout. Haven't had an extended volley by either in this match so far. We're just underway. Set number one. Serve by Philmeyer, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle and to the back line for the kill is Emily Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel with her first kill. And the Dort lead is 10-8. Fink will now serve. Interesting to see her play the back row with that club on her left hand. Goes about 12 inches up on her wrist. Set goes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Strasser tries to dig it up, and she puts her hands up in self-defense. Lindbergh with a kill from the right side. Julia Lindbergh with the kill, and for Julia, that's her first. 11-8, Dort College leading by three. Serving, Bausma controlled by Hilger, pushed over the net, covered by Bausma. DeJager shoots it over to Smits, and Lydia Smits records the kill. Lydia Smits, the sophomore from Crete, Illinois. You heard her on our post-game interview on Saturday. Crete, Illinois, about 45 minutes south of Chicago, if I remember correctly. And we've got a timeout on the floor, charged to Northwestern. Northwestern uses their first timeout, trailing 12-8. This timeout made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, back with more after this. Northwestern blanks first. They trail 12-8, set number one of this best-of-five match. Winding down towards the end of the season, high school teams in the area are into tournament play. Set goes outside Van Ginkel, dug by Philmeyer. Bausma over the bump set over to Smits. Smits has to pass it over the net. Free ball. Here comes Northwestern off high hands. And a kill from the outside by Josie Blankaspor. Blankaspor with a kill. She's a sophomore from Orange City. She gets her first kill of the evening. So for Josie Blank is four. It's her second, actually. Set goes back over to DeJager, and Jesse DeJager blocked at the net. Point Northwestern. Northwestern gets a solo block up, and Northwestern has cut the lead down to 12-10. 12-10. Serving Northwestern. Serve taken by Bousma to DeJager. Shoots it over to Smits. Smits off high hands. Bangs it off the top of the block for the kill. And that stops the run of points for Northwestern at two. Lydia Smits with her second kill. And one trip through the rotation. Dort College leads 13-10. Serving is Connolly. Set right side. Blank is four, and there to put up the block is the veteran Emma Altena. Altena over the block. Back-to-back points for the defenders. They lead 14-10. Serving again is Connolly. Connolly, low hard serve taken by Northwestern. Wacker set outside Hilger. Hilger with a kill. Lauren Hilger with the kill. And for Lauren Hilger, that is her second. These are unofficial numbers. Serving for Northwestern, Sydney Martin. Martin, a junior from Dune, back row specialist. Short serve taken by Bousma, joust at the net, and it's one out that time by Horstman. Horstman with the kill on the overpass, and it's back to 14-12. Horstman with her third kill. Mecca Horstman, a freshman, she's going to be a handful for the next few seasons. Middle blocker, going to keep getting better. Connolly, DeJager outside, Altena. Altena through the block and up into the stands. Point defenders, Dort College leads 15-12. Emma Altena over the kill. Dort College has a freshman on their side as well. Pretty excited to watch her development. That's Jessie DeJager. She's started on the right side this season and now has gone back to the middle as Allie Cromendike, recovering from that injury from 2 weeks ago. Banging it off the block is Becca Horstman. Horstman with her fourth kill, and the Dort College defender lead is 15-13. 15-13. 15-13, serving Northwestern and Wacker. Altena throws it back to the middle of the floor. Drake sends it to the corner. Here comes Northwestern. Quick attack, Horstman. Dug up, joust at the net. Dort College wins it. Emma Altena wins out on the joust. For Emma, that is her fourth kill. Dort College leads 16-13. Set number one, best of five battle. Jamie DeJager with service. DeJager served down the line, taken by Hilger. They'll shoot it back outside. Hilger blocked at the net. Point defenders. Don't think it's any secret. Hilger will get the majority of the serve receptions. Dort College will go after her. She plays a lot. She never leaves the floor, and they force her, especially when she's in the front row, to go into serve-receive and force her to receive the pass and then try to get up to the net for an attack. Timeout on the floor, charge to Northwestern. 17-13, defenders by four. Tonight's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Out of the timeout, Jamie DeJager with her 25th ace serve of the season, now her 26th ace serve of the season, and the Dort College lead is 19-13. So Jamie DeJager, a pair of aces, Dort College leading by six, set number one. DeJager again goes at Hilger. Hilger gets the set, goes cross court, dug by Drake, quick attack, Camp. Off the block, saved by Strasser. Set goes outside to Hilger, pushes it over with the offhand, and Camp on the second contact with a kill. Dort College, that was DeJager who was able to make an overhand dig on the first contact, overhand save. Got it up towards Camp, and rather than bump it up, she went with the attack. Out of the middle for the kill is Northwestern's Mackenzie Fink, her second kill. That stops the run of 5 points in a row by the defenders. Dort College leads 20-14. Fink, I beg your pardon, that is Hilger with serve, taken by DeJager, back over to Altena. Altena blocked at the net by Fink and Horstman, point Raiders. Northwestern trails 20-15. 2015, set number one, Hilger, the senior from Omaha. Serve taken by DeAger, slide to the right, unable to put it away was Lindberg. Fink tips over the block, saved by DeAger, shoots it back over to Alton. Alton over the swing, dug by Strasser, jump set by Wacker, taken by DeAger to Camp, quick attack. Altona goes cross court, misses it just wide. Point Northwestern, and the defender lead is 2016. So an attack error by Altona, and Dort College needs to get Hilger out of the service line. Hilger serves short, taken by Connolly to DeAger, comes back over to Lindberg, unable to put it away. Set right side, Fink off high hand, saved by Connolly to DeAger, comes back quick. Camp hits it wide and out of bounds. There was no touch at the net, the ruling. Point Northwestern, and Northwestern has scored 4 points in a row after the attack error by Camp. It's 2017. Dort College is forced to use their first timeout. So they got what they wanted, did Dort College, on a couple different occasions. Leading 2015, they got a set and an outside attack from Emma Altona. She went cross court and was unable to keep it in bounds. And then they got a quick attack to Leah Camp. Camp's attack, unable to graze a blocker on the way through with that one. And it's 2017, and Dort College uses their first timeout. So Northwestern trying to stage a rally. They were down at one point 2013. It's now 2017 with 4 straight points. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. 2017, Dort College up by 3, but Northwestern staging a comeback. 5 points to go here in set number one. Dort College with 5 points to go. Altona, DeAger back to Camp. Camp with a swing, dug by Strasser. Set right side, now a block put up. Strasser keeps it in play. Northwestern scrambling, and it drops to the floor. Josie Blankenspor kept it in play, and a collective gasp by the Northwestern crowd, as it certainly appeared Northwestern was going to keep it alive and have another chance. Instead, Dort College leads 21-17, and they stop the run of points by Northwestern. Northwestern attacking, right side Fink. Fink with the kill. Fink with the kill. Her third, it's 21-18, Strasser with service. Strasser with her team, trailing 21-18. Serve, catches the tape, falls back on Northwestern's side. And had that discussion with someone last night at a volleyball match. You live by it, you die by it. If you're going to serve aggressively, you have to completely buy in. And you're going to have that once in a while with the service errors. Serve controlled by Northwestern, that's Blankenspor sending it over. Lindberg, DeAger back over to Jesse. Jesse blocked at the net. Northwestern scrambles to it. Set goes to Wacker. Wacker somehow got that one over without getting called for a double. Point Northwestern. And Northwestern leads 22-19. Wacker right now letting that ball get in pretty deep in terms of where she's receiving it. Waiting for a prolonged contact call to come. Taken by Smits to DeAger, right side, Lindberg blocked at the net, Altona with a bump set outside, Smits with a kill. Lydia Smits with the kill. Dort College leads 23-19. 23-19, serving for the defenders will be Bausma. Bausma with... Well, she comes in. Here's the set. Middle, quick to Blankenspor. Blankenspor with a kill. It's 23-20. So Blankenspor with a kill. Northwestern sending Ann Pater in to serve. I believe she had a service error the last time she was in the service line. Taken by the defenders. And DeAger tries to dump it. And Northwestern was right there. And that's Jamie DeAger trying to dump it out of necessity. Couldn't do much with it. That ball close to the net, and Northwestern's blockers saw it. Dort College leading 23-21. Bump set outside to Smits. Blocked at the net. No, they call 4 contacts on the defenders. Point Northwestern. So four hits on the defenders, an attack error by Smits, and Northwestern has rallied to within one, 23-22. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Both teams have used both of their timeouts. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Painter has service as we resume play. Dort College leading 23-22. Painter serve, back line, taken by Drake. Tootie Yeager shoots it over to Smits. Smits tips. Now a joust at the net. Northwestern pushes it over. Dort College, Jesse DeJager with the set. Jesse forced to try and throw one backwards. Not how you diagram it. And a ball handling error called on Jesse. Point Northwestern. We're tied 23-all. Drake, DeJager, quick attack. Jesse unable to put it away. Northwestern pushes it over. They have another chance. Dort College, Jamie DeJager with the tip. Northwestern scrambling, unable to get to it. Jamie DeJager with the kill. Jamie DeJager goes back corner with that kill, her first. And Dort College now serving for the set. Here in set number one, 24-23. Serving is Connolly. Connolly, floater, back line, taken by Northwestern. Throw it outside to Hilger. Hilger through the block, kill. 24-all. Lauren Hilger with the kill. She's got three. And we have our first tie since it was 3-3. Dort College had a 20-13 advantage at one point. Serving for Northwestern is Sydney Martin. Martin serve, floater, taken by Bausma, got up to her. DeJager comes back over to Altano with a swing. Northwestern attacking, set goes to the middle. Northwestern able to cover the block. Hilger around the block, taken by Connolly to DeJager, back over to Jesse DeJager. Jesse DeJager with a kill. Jesse DeJager with the kill. I believe that's her second unofficially. And the Dort College defenders serving for the set again. Aubrey Drake to do the honors. So Northwestern receiving serve from Drake. Drake, low hard serve, overpass. Camp with the swing. And there was no touch at the net. Camp went up on the overpass. A chance to put it away. And Leah Camp long with that attack. Leah Camp just a little bit off on a couple of those chances. Otherwise, this one is over. As it is, we play a little more. Jump serve by Wacker. Taken by Northwestern after the overpass by Connolly. And a kill put down, and now Northwestern trying to complete the comeback. They lead 26-25. Wacker has service again. 26-25, Northwestern leading by one, serving for the set. Jamie outside, Altano with the swing and the kill. We're tied up 26-all. Emma Altano with the kill. For Emma, her fifth unofficially. Served by Jamie DeJager, taken by Hilger. They'll shoot it over to Hilger. Hilger tools it off the block for the kill, 27-26. Lauren Hilger with her fourth kill. So Lauren Hilger records the kill. And now serving is Lauren Hilger, and her serving started the comeback for Northwestern. Jamie outside Altana. Altana blocked at the net. Point Northwestern, and Northwestern rallies from a seven-point deficit to take set number one, 28-26. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with set number two right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Northwestern rallies from a 20-13 disadvantage to secure a 28-26 win. Dort College was serving for the set at 24-23. They were unable to convert. They were also serving again for it at 25-24. Had an overpass opportunity, but an attack error tied it at 25. Northwestern then scored back-to-back points to go up 26-25. And Northwestern eventually wins it 28-26 as Dort College got one. A fought off set point once with an Emma Altana kill through one set. Nord College led by Altinus, four kills. We're underway with set number two. DeJager to DeJager. DeJager, Jesse unable to put it away, cross court. Here comes Hilger, pushes it over, backhanded it actually. Jamie outside Altina. Altina with the kill. Emma Altina with the kill. And for Emma Altina, that's her fifth. Serving, Aubrey Drake for the defenders. Aubrey Drake, short serve, controlled by Northwestern. And we have a player in the net for Northwestern, Emily Van Gankel. Too close to the net with that follow through. Gets called for the attack error. Aubrey Drake with serve, sideline. Northwestern, Wacker sets it to Hilger. Hilger with a kill. Lauren Hilger with the kill. And for Lauren Hilger, that is her sixth kill. 2-1, Northwestern. Down one with service. Dort set for serve receive from Martin. Connolly and Drake in the back. It's Drake who takes it. Outside it comes Altina. Altina, an attack error, hits the antenna. Looked like miscommunication between herself and DeJager on that attack. So Altina with an attack error, 2-2 our score. 2-2, serve. Long, taken by Connolly to DeJager. Shoots it out to Altina. Altina with the kill. It's 3-2. Emma Altina with her sixth kill. And Northwestern trails 3-2. Jamie DeJager with service. And Jamie's serve, low hard serve, taken by Northwestern. Set goes to Hilger. Hilger with another kill. Ties it up 3-3. Lauren Hilger with the kill. She's got seven unofficially. Serving for Northwestern, Lacey Wacker. So now Northwestern with three attackers in the front row. Drake to DeJager. Slide right side. Lindberg. Lindberg kill. Julia Lindberg with the kill. And for Julia, that is her second kill tonight. Emma Altina serving. 4-3. Defenders lead by one. Northwestern leads in the match 1-0. Emma Altina serve, catches the tape, bounces over. Northwestern attacking out of the middle, a kill for Northwestern's Mackenzie Fink. Fink with four kills. Fink with four kills, and we're tied at 4-4. Serve, floater taken by Drake. Overpass, Northwestern tries to put it away. Here's Smith around the block. Northwestern loads up, and this time Josie Blankespoor blocked at the net. Point defenders getting the block up for Dort College. Lindberg and Jesse DeJager. Serving for the defenders will be Fehlmeier. Fehlmeier serve, short, controlled by Northwestern. Wacker back set to Fink. This time she goes middle, Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Horstman records the kill. She's got six by my count. And we have our fourth tie of set number two. Set number one didn't feature many ties. Came late as Northwestern staged a rally. Northwestern scrambling. Fink keeps it in play. Pushed over by Strasser. Dort College attacking. Comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg with a kill from the right side. It's 6-5. Lindberg records her third kill. First set, we had four ties, three of them at 24, 25, and 26. The other one at 3-3. This one much more back and forth early. Fink with the kill. We've already had five ties through 6-6. Fink now serving. Jump serve, floater, Drake, DeJager. Hustles for it. Cross court Smits. Dug by Strasser. Northwestern attacking. Roll shot. Pushed up to the net. Saved by Horstman. Now a player in the net. I believe that was Van Ginkel who got caught for being in the net. Point defenders on the blocking error. So that'll go as a kill for the defenders. I believe by rule you have to give it to Smits because she was attacking. 7-6, Dort College leading. Serving Connolly. Connolly to the back corner. Saved by Northwestern. Set goes outside. Ben Ginkel hits it long and out of play. Dort College, two players gave a try at keeping it in play. Neither one able to touch it. Unfortunately for them, they didn't because that ball was out of bounds. Serve, Northwestern attacking. Van Ginkel with a kill. Van Ginkel with her second kill. Serving for Northwestern is Pater. Pater, serve, long, taken by Connolly. Outside, Altena, roll shot, through the block. Set outside Hilger. Hilger with a swing. Dort College attacking. And Jamie DeAger has to chase that one near the scorer's table, unable to keep it in play. We're tied 8-8. 8-8. Set right side. Jesse hits it long and out of bounds, and Northwestern has their first lead of set number two. So an attack error by Jesse DeAger. Pater serve continuing. Bausmont DeAger comes back quick over to Altena. Altena through the block, but out of bounds. Point Northwestern. So an attack error by Altena, and Northwestern has a 10-8 advantage. 10-8. Serve taken by Bausmont to DeAger. Outside Altena. Altena off of the block. Saved by Northwestern. Raiders attacking Hilger. Roll shot saved by the defenders. Comes back over to Jesse, unable to do anything with it. Kept alive by Altena. Pushed back over by Jesse DeAger. Point defenders. Dort College back to within one at 10-9. 10-9. Jump serve on the way by Drake down the line. Controlled by Northwestern. Pushed over the net, saved by Drake. Northwestern will reload, though. Strasser, Wacker, Hilger. Hilger unable to put it down. Jamie DeAger over to Altena. Altena over the swing. Here comes Northwestern attacking Hilger. Dug by Drake, back over to Jamie. Comes back over to Camp. Camp blocked at the net. Point, Northwestern. So a block. ...11-9... Northwestern up by two. Sydney Martin serving. Short serve taken by Connolly to DeAger. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a swing. Northwestern unable to put it away. Pushed over by DeAger to the back corner. Here comes Northwestern. Hilger around the block. Hilger with a kill. Hilger with the kill. She's got eight. And Northwestern leads 12-9. Pretty important set, obviously. Northwestern took set one. 28-26. Serve short, taken by Connolly to DeAger. Bump set over to Camp. Camp with a down ball. Bausma has to chase it after it gets pushed back over. Wacker outside. Hilger. Hilger unable to put it away. Gene Ellis, the R2, called for four contacts. But the R1, Todd Karolczyk, does not acknowledge her. And now it's 13-9 as Northwestern eventually gets the point. At R2, what they'll do is they'll put their hand up by their chest, right by their whistle, basically, and they'll signal to the R1 that there were four contacts in their estimation. The R1 has the ultimate final rule, though, and he said play on. He felt a player touched it, and Northwestern now has a 13-9 lead, forcing Dort College to call a timeout. Dort College has allowed Northwestern seven of the last 8 points. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Out of the timeout, Lauren Hilger with a kill. Lauren Hilger with her ninth unofficially. Northwestern leads 14-9. taken by Dort College. Jamie outside Alton. Alton off the block, kill. Emma Alton with the kill, her seventh. And the Dort College defenders trail 14-10 with serve. Jamie DeAger has service. Dort College trailing 28-26. Northwestern scrambling. Hilger, Drake digs it. Comes outside, Alton up, blocked, inbounds. Horstman comes up with a block, point Northwestern. And Northwestern leads at 15-10. 15-10, Lacey Wacker with service. Wacker's serve is long and out of bounds, point Dort College. So Wacker with a service error as she sends that one about a yard long off of the back line. Robin Underwood with service. 15-11, defenders down four, need to rally here. Similar position to what Northwestern was in set number one when they staged their uprising. Hilger with a swing, Hilger with a kill. Lauren Hilger right now putting on a show. She's got 10 kills unofficially. And now she will serve as Dort College can breathe a sigh of relief with her out of the front row. Got to survive her serving, though. She's the leader in aces. That time she goes, but she doesn't go with a jump serve. Set goes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Julia Lindbergh with the kill. And for Julia, that's number four. 16-12, Northwestern by four. Serve by Fehlmeyer, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside, and hitting the antenna was Blankenspor. Dort College trails 16-13 after the attack error. Serving for Dort College is Fehlmeyer. Fehlmeyer, short serve, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside, Blankenspor. Blankenspor unable to put it away. Fehlmeyer got to it. That's Smits around the block. And now Jesse DeAger putting it off of the blocker. Horstman, Dort College, back to within two at 16-14 after the kill by Jesse on the overpass. Fehlmeyer with service. Low hard serve controlled by Northwestern. Set right side cross court. Dug by Alton. Up and over, though. Blankenspor, Wacker. Set Fink. Blocked at the net, picked up by Lindbergh, passed over the net by Smits. Strasser to, she got it to Hilger. Hilger with the attack from behind the spike line. The dig, though, by Northwestern eventually up and off of the rafters as it comes to Dort College. And the defenders trail 16-15. I believe that was Smits who gets credit for the kill. That's who I'm going to give it to for the time being, at least. She's got four unofficially. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. 16-15, Northwestern leading. Emily Fehlmeyer with service. Northwestern uses that timeout. So each team has used one timeout. Back set, right side, Fink. Fink off the block with a kill. Fink with the kill. She's got five by my count. 17-15, Northwestern leading. Strasser serving. Emily Strasser, freshman from Sioux Falls. Set goes outside, Smits. Through the block, dug by Hilger. Overpass, and Jesse DeAger there to push it down. So the defenders back to within a point, 17-16. Jesse DeAger unofficially four kills. Erica Bausma serve short. Nearly an ace. Strasser keeps it in play. Outside it goes. Blankenspor. Jesse DeAger outside to Smits. Smits with a swing and pushed over the net by Strasser. Dort College attacking. Outside Smits. Smits. Momentum carried her to the antenna. Her attack hits the antenna. So an attack error by Smits. Point Raiders. Northwestern leading 18-16. Fink has served. Taken by Altena to DeAger. Back over to Jesse. Strasser keeps it alive. Now a joust at the net, one out by Northwestern. Dort covers it, back over to Jamie. Unable to put it away was Jesse. Here's Blankenspor over the block, saved by Jamie. Outside it goes to Smith. Smith's off the block, saved by Northwestern. Power tip, back corner, and that one was destined for the out-of-bounds line. Emma Altina, out of reaction, goes after it up around the letters, and it's going to go as a kill for Northwestern. Northwestern's Josie Blankenspor with the kill, her third. Short serve taken by Bausman. That's an ace for Northwestern, and Northwestern leads at 2016. Dort College may need a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College, trailing 2016. The defenders down by four. Northwestern with the momentum. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. 2016, Dort College with their work cut out for them here in set number two. Trying to do to Northwestern what the Red Raiders did to Dort in set one when Dort had a 2013 advantage and Northwestern rallied. Here, Dort College trails 2016. They were as close as 16-15 and 17-16. That set off of the net. Smith's unable to do anything with it. Point Northwestern. It's 21-16, and they have responded with 4 points in a row after Dort College staged their uprising. Here comes Jamie DeAger back over to Jesse DeAger, blocked at the net. Point Northwestern. And Northwestern gets a point off of the block, and Dort College has no timeouts remaining. And Northwestern rolling right now, 22-16. Mackenzie Fink has service. Fink, serve, floater, back line, Drake. DeAger tries to push it over. They get it outside to Josie Blankenspor, and Blankenspor's attack hits the antenna. So an attack error by Blankenspor. Serving for the defenders will be Connolly, and Dort College needs to rally. Connolly serving. Northwestern attacking out of the middle. And Northwestern, they tried to run Hilger out of the middle on a set play from behind the spike line, and she hits it into the block. Point defenders, and the defenders back to within four at 22-18. Connolly, floater, taken by Strasser. Outside attack, Van Ginkel, dug by the defenders. Kept alive by Drake. Her pass, though, to the left side. Jesse DeAger gives chase, unable to get to it. A point for Northwestern off the kill by Van Ginkel. So Van Ginkel with the kill. That is three for her. Jamie DeAger outside it goes. Altina. Altina unable to put it away. Northwestern attacking. Hilger unable to put it down. Now pushed to the back corner again by DeAger. Strasser covers it. And redirecting it is Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel with her fourth kill. And Northwestern now serving for the set and a 2-0 lead. Serve. Short. Taken by Bausman to DeAger. Comes back to Jesse DeAger. Jesse DeAger goes cross court. Hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Northwestern. And Northwestern wins set two, 25-18. So the defenders, not only their work cut out for them at the end of set two, and the work cut out for them in the match, trailing two sets to zero. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Back with the numbers from our first two sets right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. The defenders lose set 2, 25-18 to Northwestern. And we are headed to set number 3 with Northwestern up 2 sets to 0. The numbers through 2 sets. Northwestern, a 188 kill efficiency. Dort College, 27 for the match. Dort College, 21 kills to 30 for Northwestern. 30 digs for the defenders, 28 for Northwestern. Points off of blocks, Dort with 8, Northwestern with 6. It's come down to kill efficiency. Northwestern with 30 kills against 15 errors in 80 total attacks. Dort College 21-19. So their attack errors almost equaling their kills. out of 73 total attacks. Dort College led individually by Emma Alton as 8 kills. 4 kills for Jesse DeAger and 3 each for Lydia Smits, Julia Lindberg, and Emma Altena. For Northwestern, 11 kills for Lauren Hilger, 6 each for Becca Horstman and Mackenzie Fink, 5 for Emily Van Ginkel. 27 assists for Lacey Wacker, 17 for Jamie DeAger. Service aces, Dort has 4, Northwestern has 1. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with set number 3 from the Boltman Center right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Northwestern with a 2-0 lead in this best-of-5 match. And Northwestern, once they got rolling down 20-13, they have really been in control much of this one. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Aubrey Drake with serve, and we are set to resume play here in set number 3. Well, Dort College backs pinned to the wall now. Northwestern attacking. They go outside to Hilger. Hilger with another kill. And Lauren Hilger right now, one-woman wrecking crew. She's got 12 kills. Northwestern leads at 1-0. Serving for Northwestern is Sydney Martin. Martin with service, taken by Connolly. To DeAger, comes back over to Camp. Camp attacking from the right side with a kill. So they move Leah Camp over to the right. She puts one away. She's got 3 kills. She has been held in check this evening. 1-1 our score, set number 3. Short serve taken by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle, unable to put it away. Camp got up on it. Pushed over the net, alternate to DeAger. DeAger outside Lindberg. Lindberg to the back line, saved by Northwestern. Set outside to Hilger. Hilger with the kill. Lauren Hilger with her 13th kill. 2-1, Northwestern leading. Lacey Wacker now with service, the sophomore from Jackson, Minnesota. Northwestern leading at 2-1 here in set number 3, leading in the match 28-26 and 25-18. Jump serve on the way. Sent to the back line. Taken by Drake. DeAger back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with a kill for the time being. It's 2-2. Now we'll have a conference with the officials. Todd Karolchik. This time he's going to take the R2's call. Gene Ellis saw a contact, which led to a back row attack on the defenders. It's 3-1. As I said, the R1, they rule and they can disregard or regard the R2's calls. And that time, Todd Karolchik agreeing that there was probably a back row attack. Northwestern leading 3-2 after the kill out of the middle by Lindberg. And now another attack and a kill for Hilger. Lauren Hilger with the kill. Hilger with 14. Northwestern leads 4-2. Lunging save by Altena. They get it up right side over to Lindberg. Lindberg with the kill. Julia Lindberg with her 5th kill. Defenders trail 4-3. Serving is Fehlmeyer. Fehlmeyer's short serve taken by Northwestern. Raiders attacks at right side cross court. Altena gets to it. Bump set by DeAger over to Smits. Sends it cross court. Saved by Northwestern. And out on the line, attack error, Fink. 4-4. So the attack error by Fink. Fehlmeyer with service. Fehlmeyer served on the line. Controlled by Strasser. Set goes to the middle, Horstman. Hatchet saved by Altena. Fehlmeyer trying to keep it in play, unable to do so. And a point for Northwestern. They lead at 5 to 4. 5-4 our score. Serving is Strasser. So Strasser with service. Strasser served down the line. Smits has to take it. Comes back over to Altena. Altena from behind the spike line, unable to put it away. Now redirected and a kill for Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel with the kill. Emily Van Ginkel with her sixth unofficially. Northwestern back in front 6-4, and right now it just feels like they are controlling the match. Strasser sends it over long and out of bounds. Point, Dort College, and the defenders trail 6-5. Dort had it going their way in set number one, and then it turned as Northwestern was able to neutralize Dort's momentum. And a back row attack called against Wacker that time. Wacker too close to the net. And Dort College gets up. They penetrate with a block. So a back row attack called against Northwestern. Northwestern blocked at the net. Wacker with a bump set right side. Fink unable to put it away. Strasser off high hands. Saved by the defenders. Comes back over to Jesse DeAger. Jesse DeAger with a kill. Jesse DeAger with the kill at 7-6. Jesse unofficially with 4 kills. 7-6. Bausma down the line. Taken by Northwestern. Hilger unable to get a clean pass off of it. Northwestern had to chase it into the net. Point defenders. Dort leads 8-6. Serving Bausma. Northwestern. Set goes to the middle. And out of the middle for the kill is Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel with her 7th kill. Serving is Fink for Northwestern. So Mackenzie Fink, the sophomore, playing with that cast on her left hand. Dort College pushes it over. That's DeAger. Northwestern attacking. And Northwestern with a kill out of the middle for Van Ginkel. 8-8. Serving for Northwestern again is Fink trying to unlock the tie. Northwestern leading in the match 2-0. Smits with a tip. Pancake saved by Northwestern. Passed over the net. Dort College. DeAger comes back to Jesse. Jesse with a kill. Jesse DeAger with her 5th kill. Been hard work since the middle of set one. Amazing how that can happen. Connolly serving. Connolly, floater, back line just off of the back line and out of bounds. We're tied 9-9. I think that is the first service error by the defenders here today. At 4 aces, all of them in set one. That helped them build that lead. Connolly, DeAger comes back over to Jesse. Jesse with another kill. It's 10-9. Jesse DeAger with her 6th kill. 10-9 defenders by 1, set number 3. Northwestern 1, set 1, 28-26, and set 2, 25-18. Short serve, Northwestern. Wacker pushes it over, saved by Drake. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a swing, Northwestern scrambles. They keep it alive, passed over the net by Van Ginkel. Saved by Dort College. Comes outside, Altena with the kill. Altena with a kill, and for Emma, that is her 9th kill. Dort leads 11-9. Aubrey Drake has serve. So Aubrey Drake serving. Serve, back line. Northwestern, Wacker outside Hilger. Hilger over the box, taken by Altena. Back over to DeAger. Back over to Altena. Altena with a kill. Emma Altena with a kill, and for Emma, that's her 10th. 12-9, defenders leading. Timeout on the floor, charge to Northwestern. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr885.com. Northwestern leading in the match 2-0, but Dort leading in set 3, 12-9, trying to force set number 4. Serving for Dort College, Aubrey Drake. Drake served down the line, taken by Northwestern. Wacker sets outside Hilger. Hilger down the line. Hilger with a kill. Lauren Hilger with a kill. Makes it 12-10. So 12-10. Hilger with unofficially her 15th kill. Serving for Northwestern is Martin. Bausma, Conley, Drake on serve receive. Drake has to bump it up towards Alton. A free ball, Northwestern. Here they come. Overpass, and putting it away is Leah Camp. Leah Camp with a kill. Leah with her fourth kill, and the defender lead is 13-10. Serving for the defenders is Jamie Dieger. Dieger, low hard serve. Northwestern attacking to the middle. Saved by Jesse. Gets it to Camp. Outside it comes. Right side attack by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Julia Lindbergh with the kill. Her sixth. Dort leads 14-10. Short serve, Northwestern. Set outside Hilger. Hilger tools it off the block for the kill. Hilger, one of those players that has been around for, well, three-plus years now, almost four full seasons. She's got all the tricks. That time she knocks it off the block for the kill. It's 14-11, serving as Wacker. This is Northwestern's most dangerous rotation, in my opinion. Leah Camp hits it into the net, point Northwestern. It's 14-12 on the Camp attack error. 14-12, serving Wacker. Wacker serve, taken by Conley to Dieger, comes back over to Camp. Camp for the kill, and they're going to call a player in the net for Dort College. So another attack error. Point Northwestern, they're back to within one at 14-13. Wacker has service. Wacker's short serve taken by Conley to Dieger. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill, cross court on the slide. Lindbergh racing to the pin, puts that one away. Julia with her seventh kill. Robin Underwood now with service. Dort College trying to rally. Takes set number three. Jump serve controlled by Northwestern. Raiders attacking. And out of the middle for the kill is Mackenzie Fink. Fink with seven kills. Fink with her seventh kill. Serving for Northwestern is Hilger. Hilger's serve controlled by Drake. Outside it comes. That's Smits. Smits before the block could arrive by Fink. So Smits records the kill. Lydia Smits with her fifth unofficially. Failmeyer, the junior, with service, set outside. Blankaspor unable to put it down. Jamie Dieger, down ball by Jesse off high hands. Northwestern attacking Wacker. Wacker with a swing, and now they say that the ball hit the ground. No, they're going to call a double contact on Dort College. Point Northwestern. It's 16-15. One of those nights where it seems every 50-50 call just seems to not go your way. Strasser with service. Strasser, taken by Smits. To Dieger, comes back over to Jesse with a swing and the kill. 17-15, Jesse Dieger with the kill. Jesse with her seventh. Erica Bausma serving. Dort College leading by two. Set number three, trying to force for set four. Saved by Drake, kept alive. Smits, pushed over by Bausma, pushed back to the side corner. And somehow, Josie Blankaspor tips it over with both hands, goes to the sideline, it hits the line, and it has been that kind of night. Dort College needs to find a way to overcome. Drake to Dieger. Dieger with the swing. Saved by Hilger. Power tip by Northwestern. Outside it comes Smits. Blocked at the net. Dieger. Down ball by Jamie. Jamie. And Jamie tries to find the sideline and she misses it. Just missed it with a down ball. Tried for the sideline and now it's tied 17-all. Jump serve taken by Drake. Saved by Smits. Down ball by Altena. Saved by Hilger. Set goes to the middle. And that goes as a point for the defenders. Wacker unable to get a clean set. Not sure if that'll go as a ball handling error against Wacker. That's how I'm going to mark it down for the time being. Serve for North College's Connolly. Hannah Connolly lines it up, sends it over. Hilger, pass to Van Ginkel. Beg your pardon. Yeah, that's Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel with a kill. She ties it at 18. Van Ginkel ties it up at 18. Her eighth kill. Outdoor College has not lost since a Friday night in September. It was early September at Grandview. And Pater serves into the net. That string in danger. Defenders lead 19-18. Drake served down the line. Taken by Northwestern. Bump set outside Hilger. Hilger with a swing. Dug by Drake. Kept it alive. Bump set outside to Altena. Unable to put it away. Drake to DeAger. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with a kill. Dort College leads 20-18. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Kyle Vandenbosch and the Northwestern Red Raiders. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with more after this. 2018. Dort with service. Aubrey Drake doing the honors. Second time in three sets that Dort College has won the race to 20. Let's see if they can finish this one out. And they're going to have to survive with Northwestern's most potent attacker taking her swings. Hilger with a kill. So Northwestern comes out of the timeout. And they secure a point with a kill by Hilger, her 17th unofficially. Northwestern has service. Sydney Martin. Martin's short serve taken by Connolly. Comes back over to Camp. Unable to put it down. Set outside Hilger. You know where it's going. Pass to DeAger. Outside attack. Altena. Altena over the swing. Northwestern attacking. And Jamie DeAger puts it away. Jamie DeAger on the overpass puts it down. And for Jamie, that is her second. 21-19. Yeah, there's no secret where the ball's going for Northwestern. It's going to go to Hilger. Very similar to if Dort College has Dalton in the front row. They're going to her. And Lauren Hilger with another kill. She's got 18. 21-20. Serving is Wacker. Dort College needs to get her out of the service area quickly. As I said earlier, I believe this is their most potent offensive rotation. And Wacker takes herself out of the service area as she serves it long and out of bounds. So a service error by Wacker. Dort College leads 22-20. Robin Underwood with service. Underwood, hop serve, taken by Strasser. Outside it goes Hilger. Hilger with the attack and the kill. It's 22-21. Lauren Hilger with her 19th. And now Hilger has service. They have two pretty difficult servers right in a row for Northwestern. Drake, they get it over to Camp. Camp with a kill, 23-21. Well, Dort College managing to go side out with those two potent servers in a row. And now the defenders up two with 2 points to go, 23-21. Fehlmeier has service. Dort College trying to force set number four. Fehlmeier serve, taken by Strasser. They set it to the middle, and a kill out of the middle for Horstman. Becca Horstman with her seventh kill. So Becca Horstman makes it 23-22. Strasser with service. Northwestern trying to tie the set at 23-all. Short serve taken by Altena to DeAger. Right side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, right-hand kill. Lindbergh goes down the line. Strasser was there, but unable to get a platform for the pass. And Lindbergh records her eighth kill. Dort College now serving for the set. Trying to force a fourth set. Erica Bausma serving. Bausma served down the line. Taken by Hilger. Here comes Northwestern. Big swing. Saved by Altena. No. She had to chase that one into the stands. Point Northwestern. It's 24-23. A kill out of the middle for Horstman, I believe. That's her eighth. Fink, serve, short, taken by Smits to DeAger. Outside Smits. Smits banks it off the block, saved by Wacker. Set goes to the middle, power tip, back corner, out of bounds, Point defenders. That was close. Line judge over in the far corner. Flag goes up in the air. He didn't flinch, calls it out. And the defenders for set number four. Wishful thinking right now. They force set four with a 25-23 win in set number three. Back with a recap and set number four right after this. Northwestern won sets one and two, 28-26 and 25-18. Dort College wins set three, 25-23. Pretty high-level volleyball offensively. Northwestern, a 471 kill efficiency in that one. Dort College, 382. Just six combined attack errors by the two teams that time in 68 total swings. Individually, Dort led by Altena's 10 kills, 8 each for Julia Lindberg and Jesse DeAger, 6 for Leah Camp. For Northwestern, they are led by Lauren Hilger's 19 kills out of 41 swings. 10 kills for Emily Van Ginkel, 9 for Becca Horstman. Lacey Wacker has 44 assists. Jamie DeAger has 31. Slide to the right and a kill for Leah Camp. Leah Camp with a kill. And for Leah Camp, that is her seventh. Served by the defenders and DeAger. Dort College shaking up their rotation a bit. DeAger serving early in set number four. Dig by Conley. And an overpass. And it's put away by Hilger. And that's 20 now for Hilger. 20 for Hilger. And we're tied 1-1. Serving for Northwestern is Martin. Martin, serve, controlled by the defenders. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill out of the middle, around Horstman. Leah Camp records her eighth kill. Emma Altena serving. So Altena with service. Dort College leading 2-1, set number four. And Emma Altena serve into the net. Point Northwestern, the service error by the defenders. Their second of the night. Dort College, 5 aces, 2 errors. Northwestern, 1 ace, 7 errors. Lacey Wacker with service. Floater taken by Smits to DeAger. Comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg with a swing. Northwestern attacking. Wacker. Block put up on the attack by Hilger. And Dort College gets a block. That time it's Camp and Lindberg recording the block. Dort College leads 3-2. 3-2, serving is Emily Fehlmeyer. Emily Fehlmeyer with serve, controlled, Northwestern. Hilger from well off of the net, Dort College lunging for it, pushed over the net by Lindberg. And they're going to say on the block, Northwestern was able to get a hand on that set put up by DeAger. It was too close to the net. And now Hilger has service for Northwestern. We're tied 3-3. Served by, taken by Altena to DeAger. Outside Smits. Smits from the spike line. Couldn't do anything with it. Point Northwestern. Jamie has been running tonight. Northwestern has, even though their ace totals aren't high, they've been able to serve and make Dort College's offense a challenge this evening. Set goes right side, Lindberg. Change up controlled by Northwestern. Strasser sets it back to Blankaspor. Blankaspor hits it into the net. Point defenders on the attack error by Josie Blankaspor. We're tied 4-4. Erica Bausman serving. Bausma, serve, an ace. Erica Bausma with a bullet. And for Erica Bausma, that is her first ace this evening, her 13th of the season. She's serving 93% of her serves in bounds, and now an attack out of the middle and a kill for Horstman, and we're tied at 5. Becca Horstman out of the middle, her 10th kill. Serving Strasser. 5-5. Short serve taken by Bausma to DeJager. Set right side, Jesse. Jesse unable to put it away on the slide. Northwestern attacking. Block put up by the defenders. Saved by Northwestern. Bausma free ball. DeJager back over to Jesse. Jesse tries to turn on it. Unable to do so. Northwestern with a block. Here's a set outside. Smith's unable to put it away. Northwestern attacking. Blankenspor blocked at the net. Saved by Hilger. Kept it alive. Pushed over the net by Fink. Saved by Northwestern. Dort College, Altena, DeJager tips, sideline Strasser with a save. Northwestern keeps it alive. Pushed up and over, taken by Smits. DeJager, back line, missed it. Jamie DeJager unable to keep that one in bounds as she went for the attack and went for the back line. Northwestern leads 6-5. Strasser with service. Strasser with serve. So Emily Strasser serving. Dort College may have had a chance to let one drop on the sideline, but it's too close and don't want to do that unless you're positive. Nothing worse than watching one drop on the sideline when you have a chance to play it. Jesse DeJager comes back with a right side attack and kill. She's got 9. Serving for the defenders, Connolly. Connolly, knuckleball, controlled by Northwestern and Hilger. Set goes to the middle. Van Ginkel, and that one hits the tape and comes back at Northwestern. 4 contacts on Northwestern, so an attack error by Horstman. I believe that was 19. Maybe it was Van Ginkel. Looks like it was Van Ginkel. My mistake. Serve, short, taken by Hilger. Northwestern attacking. Cross court, kill, right side, Fink. Fink with her 8th kill. 7-7. Serving for Northwestern is Fink. So Fink with service. Taken by Bausma to DeJager. Comes back over to Jesse. Saved by Altena. DeJager back over to Altena. Blocked at the net. Drake gets an arm on it but sends it out of bounds. Point Northwestern. Northwestern with a point off of the block. It's 8-7. 8-7. Mackenzie Fink with serve. Short serve. And it catches the tape and rolls over for Fink. And that's 9-7 on the ace serve. As I said, you have to commit to it. And every once in a while, you're going to get a play like that. Nobody remembers those. They always remember the errors, but they don't remember the ones that dance on the tape and fall over. There's another one. That time, Dort College keeps it alive. Alton up from behind the spike line, has to keep it in play. Northwestern attacking. Dort College digs it. Connolly, DeJager blocked. Saved by Drake momentarily. Now 4 contacts on the defenders. That's 4 in a row for Northwestern, and Dort may need a timeout. Watching Chad Hansen, he's going to let it ride for the time being. Fink with service. Fink, short serve, taken by Altena to DeJager. And now we've got a net violation on Northwestern. Point defenders. Dort back to within 2 at 10-8. Serving for Dort is Aubrey Drake. Drake with serve. Floater taken by Strasser. Outside attack, Van Ginkel. Dort attacks. DeJager might have been a player in the net, and they finally call it. It took a while, a very delayed call, and Dort College is back to within a point at 10-9. 10-9, Dort College down 1, serving Aubrey Drake. Aubrey Drake, our serve. Short serve and an ace for Aubrey. Aubrey goes sideline, records the ace, and we're tied at 10 all. 10-10 in set number 4. Dort trying to rally from 2-0. Drake Serve taken by Strausser. Outside it goes. Then Gankel, she passes it over the net. Free ball, Dort College, Altena. Altena over the kill. So Dort College responding to the four-point run by Northwestern with a four-point run of their own. Serving for Dort College is Drake. Drake, low hard serve taken by Hilger. Northwestern attacking. Pushed over the net, and a kill for Northwestern's Emily Van Ginkel. She's got 11. We're tied 11 all. 11-11. Our score. Short serve taken by Connolly. To DeAger. Jamie unable to put it away. Now Jamie with another swing. Northwestern keeps it alive. Hilger off high hand. Saved by Connolly. To DeAger comes back over to Camp. Camp off of the block, saved by Northwestern. Bump set, Hilger. Hilger over the kill. Lauren Hilger with a kill. She's got 21. And the Northwestern lead is 12-11. 12-11, serving for Northwestern. That is Pater. Cross court slide, right side Camp. Camp kill, 12-all. 12-12 our score. Jamie DeAger with service. Jamie serve, short, controlled by Northwestern. Whacker outside Hilger. Stab save by Drake. Kept alive by Altena. Passed over the net by Jamie. Here comes Northwestern. They'll throw it over to Hilger. Hilger with another kill. 22 kills. 13-12. Northwestern leads by a point. Serving for Northwestern is Sydney Martin. So Martin with service. To the back line, Connolly goes after one that was probably going out. Set goes outside Altena, and Altena banks it off of a blocker for a kill. For Emma Altena, that's number 12 tonight. Dort College ties it up 13-all. 13-13. Robin Underwood with service, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside, Hilger. Hilger to the sideline. And Hilger gets credit for the kill. 14-13. That one might have been, well, it's called in. DeAger, back it comes over to Camp. Camp of the kill. We're tied 14-all. 14-14. Serving for the defenders will be Fehlmeyer. Fehlmeyer with service. Tied up 14-all. Short serve taken by Hilger. Here comes Northwestern. Outside Hilger. Change up. Saved by Altena. DeAger to Jesse. Unable to put it away. Jamie, right side. Lindbergh with a swing. Northwestern keeps it alive. Passed up and over. Saved by Altena to DeAger. Set right side. Julia. Julia over the kill. Julia Lindbergh with a kill. And for Julia Lindbergh, that's number 9. Dort College regains the lead at 15-14. We've already had 12 ties in this one. Hilger cross court. And this time, the R1 is going to overrule the line judge. Same play, same call. And this time, they call it out, even after the line judge had called it in. 16-14. Northwestern attacking. Passed over the net. Free ball. Lindbergh. DeAger comes back over to Jesse. Jesse over the kill. Jesse DeAger with the kill. Her 10th. And the defenders lead 17-14. Dort College leading by 3, trying to force a decisive set number 5 timeout, Northwestern. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with more after this. 17-14, Dort leading Northwestern by three in set number four. Trying to force set number five. Dort College on a four-point run right now. Jesse Dieger with that last point for a kill. Short serve by Northwest by Dort College and Philmeyer. Here's Hilliger off high hands, saved by the defenders. Jesse gets it up over to Smits, and Smits with the off speed and the kill. Smits with the kill. It's 18-14. With her sixth kill, and the defenders lead it 18-14. Philmeyer with serve to the sideline, passed up and over free ball Dort College. Jesse to Lindberg. Lindberg tips it off of the block. Did someone touch it? Oh, they're going to call Lindberg for being in the nets. So an attack error on Lindberg. I thought it might have gone off of a blocker, but that explains that call where they signaled immediately for Northwestern. Then they came back with a net violation called against Lindberg. It's 18-15. Drake to Dieger. Outside Lindberg, cross court, dug by Hilliger. Hilliger from behind the spike line, power tip. Jesse throws it over to Lindberg. Lindberg with the off speed. Northwestern, Wacker. Wacker, Blankenspor, unable to put it away. Cross court, Dieger out. Cross court to Smits. Off the block, point defenders on the attack and kill for Lydia Smits. Smits with seven kills. So Lydia Smits with her seventh kill. And the Dort College lead is four at 19-15. Bausma serve controlled by Northwestern. They get a swing off of it. Altena outside, it goes to Smits. Smits sends it over. Here comes Northwestern. Right side fake. Blocked. Strasser covers it. Northwestern attacking. Power tip. Horstman. Dieger outside Smits off high hands. Saved by Northwestern. And what do we have? A net violation on Northwestern. Point defenders. Well, I'm always a firm believer in those 50-50 calls will even out. And it seems like some of those calls that I had commented earlier, everyone, it just seemed like Dort College could not get one of those 50-50 breaks, ones where you wonder which way it's going to go. Now they have secured a few of those points. And the defenders lead at 20-15. Northwestern calls for a timeout. This timeout made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. Northwestern attacking. Right side fake, dug by Bausma, kept alive by Drake. Over the pass by Smits. Here comes Northwestern again. Horstman off high hands and a kill for Horstman. This one is not over yet. We saw Northwestern stage a rally in set number one. Dort College was able to hang on in set number three. Here we are in set number four. Dort College, similar position. Leading 20-16, Bausma, Dieger, slide right side, Jesse, bangs it off of the block for the kill, 21-16. So Jesse Dieger records the kill, she's got 11, and the defender lead is 5 at 21-16. 21-16, serving. It's Connolly, Northwestern attacking, clock put up by Jesse Dieger with a kill. We'll give her a block instead. Beg your pardon, get the terminology correct. You know, for all your volleyball purists out there, you like that. 22-16, a point recorded on a block. Dort College leading 22-16. Set right side, through the block, kill for Fink. Well, Fink pretty productive with that left hand encased in a cast. You've got to get pretty creative with hiding her in terms of where she is on serve, receive, and defense. Set outside Altena. Altena with the swing. Hits it just long and out of bounds. Point Northwestern. It's 22-18. Well, Altena with an attack error. Let's see if Dort College is able to get it back up to her. Fink, serve, taken by Bausma. To Dieger. Outside it goes Altena one-on-one. That time she's going to win it. 23-18. I'll take my chances if Altena goes up one-on-one against a solo blocker. 23-18, defenders by five, trying to close out set number four and force set number five. Drake, serve, Northwestern, pushed over the block, saved by by Dort College, DeAger off of the tip, saved by Bausma, pushes it up to Altena, cross court, that one's up near the balcony and off of the wall, point defenders, Dort College leads 24-18 on the Altena kill. Emma Altena with her 14th kill, 24-18, defenders by six. Serve short, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle, power tip, and we're going to have a lift called against Northwestern and Emily Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel has been flirting with that call most of the night. And that time she must have gone over the line, and she gets called for an attack error. She tried for the power tip, got called for a prolonged contact. So Van Ginkel, the attack error, point defenders, and you kind of figured this is where we'd end up. 25-18, set number four. We head to set number five right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. We go to set number five, obviously tied 2-2. Dort College let one slip away in set number one, 28-26. Northwestern won set two, 25-18 in commanding fashion. Dort College won a back-and-forth affair in set number three, 25-23. And they win set number four, 25-18. Lauren Hilger leading Northwestern with 23 kills. Emma Alton has 14 for the defenders, 9 for Julia Lindberg, 12 for Jesse DeAger, Leah Campus, 10, Lydia Smits is 7. After Hilger for Northwestern, you've got Fink with 10, Van Ginkel with 11, Horstman with 11. Northwestern serving. This is Sydney Martin here in set number 5 as we start things off. Martin, serve, taken by Connolly to DeAger. Sets it outside Altena. Altena blocked, point Northwestern. So Northwestern gets a block point right away. As Emma Altena got blocked and Martin has service. So Northwestern starts with serve. They get a point. Taken by Bausma to DeAger. Comes back to Altena. Blocked at the net. But it goes out of bounds. Point defenders. Altena with another kill. Emma with 15 kills. Serving for the defenders is Jamie DeAger. DeAger with service. Just barely makes it over the net. And now it returned by Northwestern to a back corner. And Northwestern gets the point on that pass that's just bad enough to be good. Drops into the back corner for the inadvertent kill. It's 2-1 Northwestern. Jump serve, take it by Drake, to DeAger, slide to the right, Lindberg, off speed, kill, 2-2. So Lindberg with the kill. Northwestern and Dort, set number 5, matchup of teams in the top 15 in the most recent NAI coaches poll. Altena with service. Nearly an ace, and it is an ace. Emma Altena over the ace serve. Dort College reestablishes the lead at 3-2. Emma Altena with her third kill. Her first set one. Altena jump serve again to the back line. Ace! Emma Altena back-to-back aces. Altena with four aces. Dort leading 4-2. Altena with service again. Jump serve. And another ace. Three aces in a row for Emma Altena. Northwestern trailing 5-2. Timeout Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web. KDCR 88.5. We'll be back with more right after this. Yes. Northwestern uses their first timeout. Dort leads 5-2. Three service aces by Emma Altena, her third, fourth, and fifth of the night. And the defenders have a 5-2 advantage. Altena lines it up, sends it over. And that one's into the net. How often do you see that? 5-3 after the timeout, a service error by the defenders. Just in general, you see that so often where a timeout will result in breaking the momentum for the server. Overpass, and we have Northwestern going up and putting it away, and they're back to within a point after the errant pass, and Becca Horstman is going to record that kill. So Northwestern back at it, 5-4. Then, Dieger to Lindberg. Lindberg with a kill. Lindberg from the right side with a kill. And for Julia, the senior from Margate, Florida, her 10th, Emily Fehlmeyer with service. Well, anybody who paid $8 this evening getting their money's worth. Floater taken by Strasser, overhand. Set goes right side, and a kill for Fink. Fink with the kill. Fink with 11. And serving is Northwestern Strasser. Strasser. Serve, floater taken by Altena. Back set, Lindberg. Lindberg, kill. Julia Lindberg with a kill. It's 7-5. 7-5. Julia Lindberg, unofficially 11 kills. Erica Bausma with service. Bausma, short serve, taken by Strasser. Whacker sets it. Fink, taken by Bausma. To Dieger, shoots it over to Smits. Smits, kept alive by Northwestern momentarily, unable to pass it over the net. Point defenders. Lydia Smits with the kill, and we'll change sides of the net and remind you that Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Sioux Center Health helping to make tonight's volleyball match broadcast possible. Serving is Bausma. 8-5, Dort College leading by 3. Bausma, floater, taken by Hilger. Northwestern attacking. Right side, Fink, cross court. Dieger, Smits. Smits, kill. Lydia Smits with a kill. 9-5. Lydia Smits with her 9th kill. Dort leads 9-5. And Northwestern forced to call the timeout. 9-5, Dort College has scored 4 out of the last 5 points. They also had a 4-point run earlier in the set to take control. They lead 9-5 in the race to 15. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. 9-5. Defenders leading by 4. Set number 5. Northwestern won sets 1 and 2, 28-26 and 25-18. The defenders came back to win sets 3 and 4, 25-23 and 25-18. Long ways to go on this one yet, relatively speaking. Dort College has to find a way to score 6 points before Northwestern can score 8 or 9 in effect to force extra volleyball, if you will. 9-5, Dort College by 4. So a 4-point cushion. Erica Bausma with service. Dort College, last time Northwestern used a timeout, Dort College came back with a service error. This time, not the case. Bausma serve handled. Northwestern with a swing. Dieger pushes it over. Northwestern attacking. Hilger blocked at the net, but it's down. And Jamie Dieger thought she had the block. She was there, unable to close it. Point Northwestern. Fink has service. Fink with serve. I believe that was Blankaspor, actually, that had that swing and kill. Dieger trying to go to the sideline, tips it wide and out of bounds. Point Northwestern. So Jesse with an attack error, and just like that, it's 9-7. Dort might have had their chance with that block on Blankaspor that Dieger was unable to close. Floater taken by Drake. Dieger keeps it alive, and Dort College scrambling. Point Northwestern. It's 9-8. 9-8. Northwestern down a point. Dort College will call a timeout. Timeout, Dort College. That's their first timeout. They've got one remaining. Northwestern has used both of their timeouts. Dort College clinging to a 9-8 lead. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. 9-8, Northwestern trailing by a point. Serve taken by Drake to DeAger. Outside it comes Smith. Soft high hands. Strasser keeps it alive. Bumped up towards the net. Whacker tips it. Dug by DeAger. Comes back over to Smith. Smith with a kill. Lydia Smith with a kill. Dort College leading 10-8. Lydia Smith with her 10th kill unofficially. Serving for the defenders is Connolly. 10-8, Dort College by a deuce. Connolly, floater, taken by Northwestern. Whacker, outside it comes. Van Ginkel with the kill. It's 10-9. 10-9, Van Ginkel with the kill. Serving for Northwestern is Pater. Pater, a service specialist. Her serve, a floater, taken by Bausma to DeAger. Shoots it over to Alton. Alton over the tip. Northwestern scrambling. They keep it alive. Pushed over the net. Taken by Bausma to DeAger. Shoots it again to Alton. Alton turns on it. Hits it wide and out of bounds. 10-10. And just like that, we have a race for the next 5 points. Alton over the attack error. Timeout defenders. So we're going to go the rest of the way with no timeouts. Both teams using up their timeouts. Up to a 10-10 tie. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more. Northwestern serving when we're back in a moment.
KD.
Pater with service. Dort College attacking. Jesse DeAger through the block. Saved by Northwestern. Outside it goes. Hilger unable to put it away that time. Set goes outside. Altona. Alton over the swing and the kill. Emma Altona gives Dort College an 11-10 lead. Emma Altona with her 16th kill. Aubrey Drake with serve. Defenders up 11-10. Drake, floater, back line, Northwestern attacking. They'll go to Hilger. Hilger over the block, saved by Bausma. Gets it to DeAger, shoots it outside. Altona banks it off of the block, saved by the defenders. Comes back right side, Camp. Camp with the swing, pushed up by DeAger. Gets it back over to Altona. Altona with the kill. Emma Altona with the kill, her 17th. Second contact, Dort College gets the point. And the towels come out. Evidently, a little bit of moisture on the floor here at the Boltman Center on a nice fall day. Gene Ellis now out, directing where to wipe the moisture up with a towel. Defenders up 12-10. Both teams have used both of their timeouts. Aubrey Drake has service. Aubrey Drake with serve. Aubrey, serve sideline, taken by Northwestern and Pater. Set outside and hitting it long and out of bounds. The attack by Van Ginkel, long point defenders. Van Ginkel with the attack error. 13-10, Dort leads. Serving again, Drake. Aubrey, low hard serve, taken by Northwestern. Set outside, Hilger. Hilger with a kill. 24 for Hilger. Win or lose, she has put on a show along with Altona tonight. Altona with 17 kills. Hilger with 24. Defenders lead 13-11. Serving is Martin for Northwestern. Martin, serve, floater, long and out of bounds. Dort College serving for the set and the match. So Martin with a service error. And for Northwestern, they have struggled with some service errors this evening. That, I believe, is their eighth of the night. Jamie DeAger now serving for the set in the match. Taken by Martin. Set outside Hilger. Cross court. Kill. Lauren Hilger with a kill. Lauren Hilger, the senior from Omaha, an even 25. And now Wacker has service with her team down two. North College still on set and match point. Taken by Drake. Dieger, bump set outside. Altena. Altena with a swing. Northwestern unable to get to it. Quick defenders! Emma Altena with the kill, and the North College defenders rally from a 2-0 deficit on the road at the Boltman Center, and they clinch the outright Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship this evening as Emma Altena puts away her 18th kill, and the defenders go to 15-0 in GPAC play, 22-2 overall, Northwestern 21-6 and 12-3. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Back with the Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. North College defenders battle for five and come away with a 3-2 win over Northwestern, 26-28, 18-25, 25-23, 25-18, and 15-12. The defenders tonight overcome a sluggish start. They hit 382, 282, and 389 in their final three sets. Northwestern 471, 083, and 429 in their final three sets. Really pretty high-level volleyball tonight by both teams. Dort College securing the GPAC championship outright, though, with a win here this evening. 3-2 over Northwestern. The Dort College defenders led this evening by Emma Altena's 18 kills on 45 swings, a 133 kill efficiency. 12 kills for Jesse Dieger, 10 each for Lydia Smits and Leah Camp. 3 kills for Jamie Dieger. Dort College for the match, a 201 kill efficiency, 65-32 and 164. Jamie Dieger put up 53 assists in the win for the defenders. Emma Altena also had 5 service aces. Jamie Dieger had 2. 19 digs for Aubrey Drake led the defenders, 11 for Emma Altena. Dort College recorded 12 points on blocks. For Northwestern, they were led by Lauren Hilgers, 25 kills on 59 swings, a 305 kill efficiency. 12 kills for Emily Van Ginkel and Becca Horstman, 10 for Mackenzie Fink, 3 for Josie Blankenspor. 56 assists put up by Lacey Wacker. She also had 3 digs. Emily Strasser had 18 digs to lead Northwestern. Lauren Hilger had 12. Northwestern as a team, a 244 kill efficiency for the match. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Coach Chad Hansen making his way up into the press area here at the Boltman Center. And he has taken a seat beside me and the head coach for the Dort College defenders. Well, they made you battle five this evening, Coach Hansen. A lot of swings in this one, but your team got some momentum late in set three and carried over into set four. It was back and forth in set four, and then set five, some service aces gave you a little bit of breathing room, and then a match set to 15. A 4-point lead is pretty big, and your team, just enough momentum and just enough plays in the final couple of sets to pull this one out.
This was crazy, Mike. Absolutely crazy. Everything you just rehearsed for me, I think I remember it. what a full match. The end of the match here in the locker room, I just rehearsed for our team the attacking stats by set for our side, and I said, went through in the first set, we had 12 kills, 10 errors. Then second set, 9 kills, 9 errors. Third set, I said, we finally decided to start playing, and 17 kills, 4 errors. We liked that spot. So the fourth set, 17 kills, 6 errors. We finished out with 10 kills, 3 errors. And that focus, that tenacity, that resilience against a very worthy, talented Northwestern team that showed a lot of grit and fight as well. Really excited. you know, the other matches we've had this year, earlier in our preseason, the five set matches, especially Grandview, to lose the first two, to come back and push it to five. This was a tremendous outcome and showed, as my assistant coaches, Alex and Jamie, said in the locker room, great mental toughness. And that execution, I think, showed up more often in the later part of this match with mental toughness execution in all the different skill areas. And I just compliment and applaud my team a ton for staying after it and really committing to each other through it. Well, what an amazing experience.
I look at the total numbers. Both teams had 164 total attacks. You had a narrow 65-64 kill advantage. Service errors. Northwestern ended up with 8. You ended up with 3. Sometimes those hidden points become really big. And I think it was set 3. Northwestern had just a couple service errors. I said, if you're going to commit to serving aggressively, you have to take the good with the bad, and we've had that discussion before as well, and sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. Tonight you just have 3 service errors. That's a tremendous outing.
Thank you. I think so too. As you said, there is a fine ratio of ace to error, and some coaches like a 1-to-1. I personally just believe that the percentages are in our favor with side-out percentages. If 60% is our side-out percentage for, you know, a lot of teams across the country, then that means 40% of the time your defense is stopping that first swing. And so for us, if we can keep an aggressive serve on, pulls a team out of system, and we can pick up a defensive, you know, return swing, that's really healthy for us. And a big compliment to my servers. I think they stayed gritty back there from the service line, and just a joy to see that happen.
I have to ask you, and I was going to ask you whether you won or lost this match.
We won.
But I was going to ask you this question, irregardless of the outcome. As a coach, can you enjoy a night like tonight?
You know, that's a perfect question, Mike. I honestly was – I talked to myself, and don't let that get out, okay? That's just between you and me. I talked to myself through the course of a match in ways of evaluating point for point, play for play, rally for rally. Am I giving off a demeanor that's the right demeanor for the moment and to inspire my team? And am I giving off nonverbals? Am I using a tone that's motivating and appropriate? And there was one or two times through the course of this where I just I even said a prayer with it, like, Lord, help me to enjoy this match. Help me to just savor this time and be watching my athletes compete and motivating them, leading them in the right ways. And that word literally, enjoy, came to mind. I don't remember when it was. I think it was in the third set, to be honest with you, where I had to talk myself down from the intensity of a pressurized situation. And I could feel even just a little bit of tension relax from my shoulders. And really, I'm grateful to God for answering that simple prayer. But yeah, I am able to enjoy it. And there's also a sense of the tension, the uh-oh, the what-ifs. I truly believe we kept those at bay. We kept those distant from ourselves as a team, the what-ifs and the uh-ohs. And I think we really stayed committed to the course of execution in the skill areas. And again, back to the team, their ability to be mentally tough and resilient on display here at the later part of our season. Really, really meaningful.
Quite a show put on by the two outside hitters today from the other from opposite teams. We really like M. Alton a lot. Northwestern really likes Lauren Hilger a lot, rightfully so. Those two put on a show tonight.
It did. They really did. And, you know, Lauren's heavy on our scouting report. And the sequences of you know, putting our defense and our block in the right combinations is important. Emma really, they were keying in on Emma, you know, in a blocking scenario and a digging scenario. And Emma really did a good job finding new angles of attack, new areas to place the ball, new routes to run in a sense. And I'm really grateful she stayed committed and pulled out of what was a risky, I think in the first two sets, I think she was at 10 kills, 10 errors. And then the third set, she started to climb that positive side, which was huge. And it was really, really cool to see her pull out more scores and kills. And also, I want to, give a ton of credit to have four hitters, five. We had all five hitters in double figures here. Julia had a really big night for us over on the right side. Lydia provided real strong stability as the other left side hitter. Leah, strong, stable there. Even Jesse, produced a good bit of points through the third and fourth set. And for Jamie to find all those hitters through pressurized moments was fantastic. I know Jamie's was really dialed in and contributing a good ball to those hitters. So a full team effort, back row. Aubrey just living out the libero jersey, covering a lot of the court and keeping scrappy plays alive. Erica and Hannah Connolly also doing a great job. Emily Fellmeyer, serving specialist, coming in and keeping extra serve opportunities because of a defensive sequence. Just neat all-around team volleyball. That's what I told the team at the end. This was a solid team win for us and much needed.
Coach, I will let you go. Good win. Enjoy this one for a little and get ready for Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday night.
I love it. Thanks so much, Mike. And it's also a senior night for us on Saturday, honoring these really six senior athletes and then our senior manager, Stephanie Kuiper. So we do encourage fans to come stick around. Please celebrate what they've already done through their career. And Lord willing, a great, great finish for us as we head to the postseason.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and we are going to conclude the Wireless World postgame wrap by choosing our Sioux Commercial Sweeping Defender Player of the Game. Sioux Commercial Sweeping, providing professional parking lot and road pavement maintenance since 1975. You can call Kurt Van Voorst, 712-441-1096, for your sweeping, striping, crack sealing, concrete raising, and snow removal needs. Tonight I'm going to go with Emma Altena, 18 kills, 5 service aces, 11 digs. She was in on 3 blocks as well. And she is your Sioux Commercial Sweeping Defender Player of the Game. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Dort College wins in 5, 3-2. Dort College back in action Saturday. They wrap up the GPAC Championship as well this here evening with the win. And they go to 15-0 in conference play. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.